From KCBW Applegate News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. News time is 7:30. Good morning. The Cottonwood Heights City Council has said no deal to Terry Deal. The developer and former board member of the Utah Transit Authority was hoping the city would rezone his Tavachi property at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon, so instead of building single-family homes there, he could turn it into a high-density resort. But in a unanimous vote last night, the city council rejected the rezone plan. One group that's celebrating that decision is CH Voters, which has campaigned against the controversial development plans for the past few years. Roger Kerr sits on the steering committee for the group and owns property in the Tavachi development. He joins me live on the phone this morning. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Roger, were you surprised the council unanimously rejected the rezoning plan?
No, I was not. It's great to see that the city council is finally following the process of the general plan and the citizens' council, as opposed to having a rogue councilman back in the very beginning when this was initiated do something behind the backs of all the citizens. So it's great to see the city council following the process.
So 2 years ago, Roger, the Cottonwood Heights Planning Commission actually recommended the city approve this rezone. Why do you think the council came to the complete opposite conclusion?
Because the rogue councilman, who actually is also chief counsel of UTA, surprisingly, had behind the scenes worked with the city planning director, and this was a total surprise to all the city council people at that time back in 2009. And, you know, it was an embarrassment, but it's great to see that the city council realized that it was a mistake on that person's part in violating some of the city code and decided to do the right thing.
Now, that former councilman you're referring to, now working for UTA, Bruce Jones, has, you know, denied that anything shady was going on. How does your group know that there were backroom dealings happening?
Luckily, a group called Save Our Canyons has submitted a grandma request to the city of Cottonwood Heights. And there are probably 20 emails at least that directly show that Councilman Jones violated City Code 2-20-090.
Now that the rezoning, Roger, has been rejected by the council, I understand that Terry Deal could petition to have his project disconnected from the city, so it would just be an unincorporated Salt Lake County and not subject to the city's zoning. How concerned are you that that could become a reality?
It's highly unlikely. I spoke to Mayor Caroon yesterday and heard that Terry was petitioning him already for that. I think Terry is acting out of order in going and saying, you know, I'm going to take my ball and take it elsewhere. It's called zone shopping, and it's something that the county does not encourage. I have a legal opinion from the county regarding it, and I don't think it's likely at all.
Now, Roger, as I mentioned, you're actually a property owner in the Tavachi development yourself. What attracted you to purchasing a lot on this property, and what do you think about the community's concerns that they still have about the development if it proceeds forward in the current zoning?
Well, Terry Deal's initial concept was absolutely brilliant. If you ever get a chance to get up on that property, it has incredible views, and it's very rural. Mountain lions, deer. It's a beautiful spot with a beautiful view, and anybody would love to live up there. I just wanted to make sure that it gets developed as his initial concept was designed, and it was a great concept. So that's why I purchased the property, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that it gets developed the way that he initially envisioned it.
And so, assuming, Roger, that this petition to disconnect the project from Cottonwood Heights is unsuccessful, what remains at the top of the agenda for CH voters? Any other particular issues your group is still concerned about?
The other issue that we're working on, two other issues that we're working on at the moment are, one, the CDA, which is giving $14 million for a parking garage to a developer at the mouth of the canyon. We feel that the city should not be in the business of giving taxpayer money to developers. That's one issue we're working on. And the other is we're very involved in the upcoming elections that will be held this fall.
And in fact, that CDA you mentioned, the county council yesterday just voted to contribute $3 million towards that parking garage through tax increment financing. What's your reaction to that?
I think all of the citizens of Salt Lake County should be irate that that their city is giving away millions of tax dollars to a developer, a woman whose house was flooded because the city had some problems with some sewerage, got $2,000 yesterday for her problem, and here, you know, and was begging for more money, and here the county is giving away millions of dollars to a developer who could easily do something different or make a development without any tax dollars being donated.
Now, just to play devil's advocate really quickly, Roger, the way tax increment financing works, these tax dollars are actually generated by the project itself, aren't they? So is it really all that big a deal?
It is, because the numbers that the city is using to present the cash flow are flawed, and even though we've presented very complete data to prove that point, no one's willing to look at our data.
We've been speaking with Roger Kerr. He is with CH Voters about the Cottonwood Heights City Council rejecting a controversial rezoning plan for the Tavachi development at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon. Roger, we appreciate your time very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for letting me speak for the citizens.